spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about this scandal where this school district was handing out these laptops with built-in webcams and software that allowed the school administrators to turn on the cameras remotely and watch the kids. Now, officially, the school said the software was there just to deal with the laptops that were stolen or missing so they could sort of track down where they were. Then they find out that the administrators are just turning on the cameras at random and they're using them to watch the kids in their homes, in their bedrooms, presumably in states of undress, and doing other things that children do in the privacy of their own room, in their own home. Personally, I think these people ought to be up on child porn charges. The Department of Justice, there are several civil suits going on, and I hope they shut that school down. But the Department of Justice recently came out and said, we find no criminal intention here. In other words, the U.S. government's official policy now is the school administrators have every right to spy on your children, to watch them running around their bedroom, buck naked if necessary, and there's no criminal intent, and you're not allowed to complain about it. We'll see where this is going to go. Now, interestingly enough, some students decided to turn the tables. Okay, a couple of schoolgirls decided that they were going to reverse the situation. Now, this took place over in Stockholm. They basically went out and they got some, you know, cheap electronics from their local equivalent, I guess, of Radio Shack. And they went in and they planted a mic in the teacher's conference or the teacher's lunchroom or something when it was empty. And they got caught and they are being fined. So there's this, you know, incredible, and I realize it's another country, but I wanted to put it out there that there is this double standard. And we're seeing it also with this issue of police videos. We've got the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that you have no expectation of privacy in your own home, that the government can come in, plant a GPS on your car, in your driveway, without a warrant, and basically track wherever you're going. We're seeing the Fourth Amendment completely be shredded, and yet the gentleman was riding a motorcycle with one of those little video cameras on his helmet. You can go down to Sports Authority or Razor and you can get them. They're actually rather cool, waterproof little high-def camera, wide-angle lens. They're using them on Mythbusters now. And everybody's got them. And he had it on his helmet. And he got pulled over by a plainclothes officer who basically accosted him with his gun over a traffic ticket. And the guy put the video up on YouTube. And now he's looking at 16 years in jail for videotaping the police officer on a public street. And it shows the double standards we have in this country. You have no expectation of privacy in your driveway. Your children have no expectation of privacy in their own bedroom. And yet, if you videotape a police officer out on a public street doing his job poorly, you can go to jail. Now, I don't know at what point you're going to wake up and realize we're living in a dictatorship. But I think we're there. As I was saying in the first hour of the show, Rome didn't fall in one day. There wasn't one day where everybody woke up and said, oh, Rome is gone. There was simply a growing awareness that what Rome had been and what it had stood for had actually been gone for a very long time. And I think we're there. I think the United States is already in its collapse. Because everything the United States stood for, the Bill of Rights, human rights, morality, it's already gone. We have become that which we fought two world wars to oppose. We have, you know, a persecuted ethnic minority. We have concentration camps. We have the use of torture. We have the court saying it's okay to use confessions extracted under torture as evidence. Does this look like the United States of America that any of us were born into? I don't think so. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you know know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show here. And, you know, I respond to this story about the laptops because one of my guiding principles in life is that the highest moral obligation we have is to leave a better world to our children than was left to us. Now, I personally don't have any children, so I'm speaking collectively. All of us, collectively, this generation, our highest purpose in life should be, I think is, to leave a better world to the next generation than what was left to us. We are failing miserably. We're leaving the next generation a dictatorial, fascist, tyrannical world that spies on them and enslaves them. And this story that just came in, I think, illustrates that quite well here. The entire freshman class at Garbers Bay High School has been automatically enrolled in the Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps, a military program that trains high school students in military discipline and concept. Now, I understand if parents want to send their kids to a military academy. They are out there. This is a regular high school that is being turned into a military academy. Parents are trying to get their kids out of this JROTC program, and the kids are being reported. They're being ostracized and punished for not wanting to be in the program. So, if the children are our future, we need to take a really good look. What are the schools being turned into? And what are they doing to our children? Are they already trying to create a permanently militarized population of the United States that are used to uniforms and doing as they're told and obeying orders with cameras pointed at them and walking around naked in front of the government because it doesn't matter anymore and it's the only way the government can feel safe? Because that's where we are at the airports. You have to let the government look at you totally naked before you can get on an airplane. This is not the United States I was born into. This is Israel. Right here in the United States, go look at what Israel, how Israel treats the Palestinians, or let's be blunt about it, how Israel treats non-Jews within their own country. Even some Jews, the Ethiopian Jews that just moved in there, are being treated as second-class citizens. And it's all scanning and surveillance and cameras on everything, and you have no right of privacy, and we can come in and look at what you're doing. Somebody in the chat room says, yeah, it's just like THX-1138. Absolutely. George Lucas knew what was coming, even when he was back there at UCLA. So this idea that our schools are being used to desensitize children to being watched in their own room, because when the Department of Justice says, we don't see a problem there with teachers and administrators and other assorted educational perverts watching your kids do what little kids do in the privacy of their own room, then, you know, I hope the parents who are suing that school put them right out of business. If you have any indignity or any anger left in you, we've got to stop this being done to our kids. Now this is just like Israel with the mandatory military service. Remember, Obama was talking about national service. It's another fancy name for the draft. That's what this is. This Carver's based situation, it is a form of draft. You are in the school, you're in a uniform, you're being given basic training, you are already in the military system. This is not what we want from education. We want our kids taught math, science, engineering, so we can go out and restore our economy, not have them trained to carry guns and go steal the wealth from other nations to pay off the $200+ trillion the government is on the hook for. Our government has a long history of trading the blood of our children for gold. They got out of their economic mess of 1907 by getting into World War I. They got out of the economic mess of 1929 by getting into World War II. Here we are in the throes of the economic mess of 2007. It's clearly getting worse. And look how hard our government is trying to get us into World War III. Are you going to let them do that? Are you going to let them murder your children to balance their bookkeeping? Once is maybe over-enthusiastic on the part of that school with the laptops, but now that we're seeing this, where when you go to this high school, and it's not a military academy, it's a regular high school, and you're automatically put into the military program, that's dictatorship. That's a draft. These kids just got drafted. I think we need to understand that whatever it is the government is up to, it is completely inconsistent. It is diametrically opposed to what was in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And we've got to face that reality. We've got to face that reality. Now, speaking of uncomfortable realities here, the Department of Homeland Security, that sounds like something right out of the Nazis. The Department of Homeland Security. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. The Department of Homeland Security is systematically reviewing thousands of pending immigration deportation cases. And they're moving to drop deportation against illegal immigrants who have no criminal records, which is basically a backdoor amnesty. Now, I'm sorry, criminal record, they did in fact enter the country illegally. They are criminals the instant they set foot in this country. But basically, Obama is trying to implement his amnesty program by simply saying, we are not going to deport any illegals that we find. Meanwhile, down in Mexico, they found 72 dead people on this ranch. Apparently, this is a population that was basically rounded up by the drug dealers and said, go into America and send us back money. And when they said, we're not going to do it, they were simply killed. And these are the people that Obama wants to let come over the border. Obama has complained about Arizona to the United Nations Human Rights Council. saying that this desire to not allow Mexicans into the United States is a violation of human rights. This is the same president who rushed to that same United Nations to say that Israel has every right to gun down Americans in international waters because they're taking cookies into Gaza. You know what it is? It's those antique lead pipes in all those really old buildings in Washington, D.C. It's got to be poisoning their brains because they're not making any sense over there. They're absolutely not making any sense. You cannot have an open borders policy with Mexico at the same time you're screaming that Israel has a right to keep out cookies and candy from Gaza. The two are incompatible. Just complete nonsense here. All righty. We already talked about the Ninth Circuit Court saying that the government has every right to track you and surveil you without a warrant because you no longer have a legitimate right to privacy under the Fourth Amendment. See, here's where the Founding Fathers messed up. They used the expression unreasonable. And what the government simply does is they change the meaning of reasonable. You know, well, what's unreasonable in this era of Osama bin Laden? It's not unreasonable for us to watch your children in their bedroom over the laptop cameras. We're making sure that they're not building bombs there, you know? Want to make sure they're not abusing themselves to old issues of National Geographic or something like that. They changed the meaning of the word reasonable to get what they want. They did it with the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment talks about a well-regulated militia. In 1776, regulation was a mechanical term. A regulator was like the governor on a steam engine or the speed brake on a weaving loom. That was the regulation. Well-regulated in 1776 meant well-equipped, which would make sense if you're building a militia to defend the security and safety of a free state. But over time, the government has warped and redefined regulation to mean paper regulation, laws and legality, in order to distort the original intention of the Second Amendment. That's what they mean by weasel wording, a skill that one must be really good at in order to survive American politics here. All right, we're coming down here. We've got a caller on the line, Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you're talking about the right to privacy, and it reminded me of a sixth grade story that I had where somebody had let off a smoke bomb, and these things just let out smoke, you know, in the hallway, and it was a big prank, and he was popular with the girls. But somebody pointed the finger at me, and the principal came to my classroom and asked me to open up my locker, and I stood up for my Fourth Amendment rights, and I told him that he didn't have a right to search my locker. And he was a little bit brighter than the average principal, and he says, well, I'll tell you what, we'll call the cops, and they'll get a warrant, and then we'll search it, and then you go to jail. Well, that scared the heck out of me, so I opened up my locker and showed him that I had nothing illegal in that locker. But it just made me wonder also about, like, the degradation of our rights. Like, back then, at least the principal...
Okay, well, see, here you need to back up here, because had he called the cops, and they'd gotten a warrant, and there was nothing in your locker, then you could have sued him for harassment and wrongful arrest... Because he didn't have probable cause.
Well, I didn't think he was going to do it, Mike. I think that he said that because he thought it would scare me enough to open it. And it worked, because I did open the locker. But it's just funny that the principal would, at that time, and we're talking, you know, granted, 15, 20 years ago, but at that time, that the principal respected my Fourth Amendment right enough to concoct this story, this alternative way of getting into my locker without actually violating my rights, which he could have done. Whereas now...
He did violate your right. Well, there's a gray area there where he's coercing you, and he told you something that wasn't exactly 100% true. Uh-huh. So, you know, but again, you know, we're caught in this thing where we want our kids to be willing to put on a uniform and allow themselves to be killed for our constitutional rights. At the same time, we're telling them, look, it doesn't really apply to you anymore. I mean, if our schools are supposed to be training the future generations of America... then the rules that we're supposed to live by must apply on those campuses.
Yep.
If we want these kids to respect the Bill of Rights, we have to show them that respect by example in our schools. We got to take a break here. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mike, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm adjusting volume levels as we go along here. I want to talk about this story. Muslim cab driver slashed by boozed up bigot just back from filming Marines in Afghanistan. And apparently this guy, a documentary filmmaker, came back and he got drunk and he went out and he slashed the throat of a cab driver, innocent guy, hadn't done anything wrong just because he's a Muslim. Not exactly the image of America we wish to send to the rest of the world here. And I want to make a comment about that. Okay. For those of you who choose to believe in a powerful, all-knowing God who's up there, he doesn't need you to do his killing for him. He had no problem dropping that asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. He had no problem flooding the Mississippi during Hurricane Katrina, or all the storms and other devastation that he has visited on various parts of the world. He doesn't need you. If God really wants this other group over here to be killed, he's perfectly capable of doing it himself without you, if he is in fact as powerful as your various religious texts say he is. My opinion, any God that needs you to go out and kill for them is not a God worth worshiping. Period. End of discussion. Going to go to the phones. Mark in Texas. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mark, you were talking about us having to pay off our debts with blood. one of these days I'd like to get into it with you and discuss further about the many things that are, let's put it this way, an enemy of the money cartel or the money manipulators. Mm-hmm. But, Mike, the reason we had to have a central bank put in here in 1913, which was tried several times and failed before that, by the way.
This was the third one. The Federal Reserve is the third one, and they always wreck the nation. That's
exactly.
Why. It's insanity. It's insanity.
But the reason they did that, Mike, one of the enemies of the money cartel is a nation with natural resources. Who has the most? Us, Canada, and Mexico? Or Syria, Iraq, and Iran. It's the first. It was the A group I mentioned.
Yes.
That's why they infiltrated us first. We're the ones with the central bank. We're the ones that acquiesced. In all religions, almost all, I'm going to say this across the board, they all discuss money manipulation and the outright evil in it. We acquiesced. Many countries that are on the axis of evil have not acquiesced. Now, they can actually control
the price of oil
through supply and demand.
Okay,
and
can I interject here? I need to interject here because you've absolutely hit the point right on the head. When they talk about a clash of civilizations, that's a buzzword that we've been hearing from Bush and his other people. When they talk about a clash of civilizations, they're talking about a clash of banking systems.
Yep.
Because we have the Western reserve-style banking system, which is where they just counterfeit up the money and they loan it out at full face value and they charge compound interest on it. It's called usury. And yes, ancient religions all prohibited it because they had seen it destroy nation after nation after nation after nation. Then you have the Islamic system, which is where, it's a loan for a fixed flat fee. You repay the money that you borrowed plus a fee. There's no compounding of interest. There's therefore no reason to keep people permanently mired in debt to run up that compound interest. Like I said, anybody out there who's got a home mortgage, add up all the payments you're going to make over the entire term of the mortgage and then subtract out the price of the actual original house itself. That is how much the banks made for doing absolutely nothing than printing up a bunch of paper that allows you to live in the house. It's just a more clever, covert form of the same landed gentry system that they used to have back in Europe. It's just hidden behind these pretty printed pieces of paper. And that's really what it comes down to. So we're looking at the beginnings of World War III over banking systems.
Yep.
And okay?
I'm just agreeing, that's all. Yep.
All right.
Hey,
well,
hang on a second.
Yeah.
And when we started to remove silver from our coinage, you know, we did it well, you couldn't redeem it in gold. Then they went to the point the silver certificate was null and voided out of our possibilities of hopefully having some intrinsic value in our money. That happened in the early 60s. OPEC was put together as a cartel in 65. They saw the act that Nixon pulled off in 71, they saw it coming to hopefully mm-hmm. act as a group to control the price of oil through supply and demand, to actually keep a natural resource that was completely and totally out of the control of the money masters. I rest my case.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right about the situation about the silver certificates. That all goes back to John Kennedy. We were already dealing with the Federal Reserve notes when John Kennedy was still alive, and he tried to basically go back to the silver certificates with his Executive Order 11110 that issued the United States notes. They were, of course, taken out of circulation immediately after his assassination, and almost immediately after that, the very next year, we saw the silver coinage taken out of circulation and replaced with these little slot machine slugs that we're all forced to deal with now. But you're absolutely right. The wealth is no longer in the hands of the people. When this country was started and the dollar was a weight measure of silver, the wealth of the nation was in the hands of the people. That's what the Founding Fathers intended. Now all that's in the hands of the people are debt obligations, and the wealth is in the hands of the bankers. And it always ends up that way with the Western-style system of banking. We fought a revolution to get away from the Bank of England. We've had three private central banks. All three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. Let's call it quits. Hit the reset button and reboot the nation. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Kurt in Oregon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones. Kurt in Oregon. Aloha, Kurt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you're talking about how the U.S. has ended economic problems with wars. You used World War I and World War II as an example. How about the panic of 1857 and the recession that happened after it?
Yeah, that certainly would have created a reason to go for war, but I think that was a little bit different. I think what happened is because the South, which was at that time was the predominant economic power in the nation because they were threatening to break away, that was the real reason the North decided to reinvade and reconquer the wallet. I don't think the mechanism of debt resolution was quite the same for the Civil War that it was for the World Wars. But it's certainly not confined to the World Wars. I mean, any time our nation is struggling economically, the first thing they say is, well, let's start a war because then we can get a lot of money and crank up the defense industries. And like I said, if you've never seen Michael Moore's Canadian Bacon, it's a hilarious movie and it cuts right to the chase. We're a nation that builds its economy for war. We are the most war-mongering nation on the face of the earth. You know, it's back when we were talking about, you know, the availability of porn over your cable TV systems, and people said, well, it's not moral, it's whatever. So, well, you know, what people really want is what they're going to pay for. And I remember there was this interesting story where one of these large religious organizations went to this hotel for a convention, and afterwards the hotel reported they'd never sold so many pay-per-view porn movies in their rooms as when these people were there. So, you know, you gotta be careful about this hypocrisy. We go around talking about peace and love and brotherhood and all the rest of that, but at the same time we spend so much more of our nation's wealth and the lives of our children on war than any other country in the history of planet Earth.
Okay, back on the point that I started with. The 1857 thing, grain prices around the world had fallen severely, and manufacturing was in the doldrums, and the North was really hurting badly. So it's something for people to think about, because they did have a severe recession in the North. The South was better off because they relied on cotton. On to a second point. You talked about some school in the East that they were converting it into a military academy. It sure is strange they have all this money for ROTC, but they don't have any trade training in our high schools. Our high school students come out completely unequipped for any job. There
That's
is no
exactly
trade
right.
taught. Our kids are conditioned to be a military fodder. They come out, they have no trade to take up a living occupation. Any entry-level jobs are blocked by an influx of illegal aliens willing to do it at a starvation wage, and so they're just fodder for the military.
No, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the bottom line is because we have a government and a corporate culture that is dominated by these MBA types who don't understand actually how to manufacture or make anything, we have they've painted the nation's economy into a corner where war is the only way that they can see out. Personally, I think we ought to go the other way. I think it's time for this government to simply admit it has failed and collapse and go away. And it's time to start thinking about starting a new nation, status quo ante, all the government debt erased, and you know, for all those people who printed up paper money to loan to the government, you're not going to get that printed up paper money back, and I'm sorry, but you've gotten rich enough off of the American people, and let's start a new nation. There is no guarantee that says a country is supposed to last forever. And I think
they're not going to let Mike, they're not going to let go of the levers of power until you drag them out to the guillotine.
Well, if that's the way it's got to be, that's the way it's got to be. I'm personally hoping that the U.S. government is going to collapse the way the USSR did, where there was a very, you know, minimum of bloodshed. If there is going to be an armed revolution, I hope it's over as fast as the one in Romania, because they went from 2 weeks to first spark to the leaders being machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. It was over and done with, and they picked up. Again, look at Russia since the collapse of the Soviet government. They kick out the oligarchs. They take that money to pay off their debt. Russia's paid off their debts. They're a booming economy over there. They're going like gangbusters. This is why Israel is trying to get the U.S. to go kill the Russians, because Russia kicked out all the oligarchs and kicked them back to Israel. But I don't feel like killing Russians just because Israel's angry with them.
No.
I don't feel like killing Iran because Israel's angry with them. I don't feel like killing Muslims because Israel's angry with them. We have problems here at home that we need to take care of first, second, and third.
They're not going to let go, Mike. Okay, well, thanks for the conversation.
All right, well, you're welcome. No, they're not going to want to let go, and I rather doubt that the Politburo wanted to as well. But there comes a time when anybody's going to look out the window and see a million Americans standing there with pitchforks and lit torches and say, you know, it's time to call it quits, pocket our gold, grab the silverware on the way out of the White House, and skedaddle to wherever we're going to spend our retirement. There is no guarantee that any government is going to last forever. And the United States has had a very long run. If you look at how long it's been around, it's done very well. But I think, and as I said earlier in the show, I think we're already collapsing. It's happening right in front of you. Look around at, you know, we've got the egg recall, the meat recall, the Gulf seafood is contaminated beyond belief. You know, flood control doesn't work. We're letting the roads go back to gravel and dirt in this country. The infrastructure is unreliable. We've had two dropouts just this morning on the Roadrunner. The power systems aren't working well. It's all falling apart. The government, those in positions able to do so, are looting the nation and putting it in their pocket. They're not doing anything to fix things because they know they can't. I think this government is on its way out. We need to start deciding for ourselves what the next nation will be like, what its character will be like, what we want for principles. Because I'll tell you right now, if the U.S., when the U.S. federal government collapses, there'll be no end of carpetbaggers coming in saying, I got a brand new government for you right here. All you got to do is sign your name right here. We'll just plug it in and we'll be ready to just take off and everything is going to be just fine. And I guarantee you that anybody coming in with a pre-made government, you just got to sign and everything will be taken care of. They're going to be there to just absolutely loot you. And if you don't believe me, look up the word carpetbaggers and Reconstruction following the Civil War, and you will see exactly what I mean. So if we're going to have a better nation and a better world in the wake of a collapse of the federal government, we have to start planning for that right now. Personally, I think the Constitution and the first 13 amendments are a good starting point. Yeah, but that's just my opinion. All righty, let's see. I don't think we have any more callers waiting on the line, so I want to get down and talk about the Gulf oil disaster. We are seeing this almost bizarre, comical war, if you will, of information between British Petroleum and the U.S. federal government and the media trying to say all is well. It's all gone away. Just be happy little Americans. And the reality is that this is a huge, huge mess. Looking back at an earlier oil disaster from 2002, somebody went back and they have run medical tests on the oil spill cleanup workers from this disaster in 2002. And they're finding chromosomal damage. They're finding genetic damage. Their DNA got damaged by these chemicals. I'm going to presume, I don't have the numbers to back it up, but I'm going to presume that there's probably a fairly high incidence of cancer and leukemia among these oil workers here. Now, we're seeing more and more of the scientists who did not take British Petroleum's money or sign those security agreements, and they have basically come out and say they're testing the waters, and they're finding that dispersants are still being used. Where they're coming from, nobody knows. Are they being dispersed at night? That's been documented before. But they're finding the chemicals are still in the water along the Gulf Coast. They're finding, they're finding the, I don't have it here in my talking points here, but there's an article at What Really Happened where the chemist is saying mercenaries hired by BP are now applying toxic dispersant at night and in an uncontrolled manner. They're basically just trying to make things look good. They're trying to keep the oil away from the actual beaches and coastlines. But it's still out there, and it's in the seafood. It really, really is. All righty, we're coming down. We've got only about the last quarter hour of this show, and then I got to take off and do other things here. And I want to get back to the issue of global warming, human-caused global warming. And I want to do that because apparently we are hearing now that Barack Obama, who is personally invested in the Chicago Climate Exchange, he is invested in a company that will be buying and selling carbon credits for commissions, will reap huge amounts of money. Al Gore and his crooks got this thing shoved down the throats of the people in Europe. It is making them fabulously wealthy people over nothing. It's a piece of paper. It's a completely fiction. It's a pretty printed piece of paper, a carbon credit. It's not really something of any use. You know, they've created this idea, you're not allowed to pollute without a license, and we'll sell you the license. That's what the scam is all about. And by the way, in case you were wondering, the man who helped Al Gore set up this whole scam was Ken Lay from Enron. So what Enron did to California with electricity, Al Gore and his people are doing to planet Earth with carbon dioxide. And President Obama is hooked into this same money-making venture through the Chicago Climate Exchange, which he helped found. Now, the reality is that this is a dead issue before the election. More and more people are waking up to the fact that human-caused global warming is just another hoax, like the When Pigs Fly flu, or the Gulf of Tonkin, or the USS Maine, or 9/11. It's a hoax to steer you in a certain direction. We all know that climate changes all the time. It always has, it always will. There has never been a time in the history of the Earth, in 4+ billion years, where the climate stayed exactly the same. It's not supposed to do that. The overwhelming scientific evidence is that it is the sun that controls temperature here on Earth. Because temperature sensors that we have out on the other planets on spacecraft show them getting warmer and cooler right alongside the Earth. And the only common factor there is the sun. But nobody's going to pay a tax on sunlight. Nobody's going to pay a tax on water vapor, which is the predominant greenhouse gas in the atmosphere. So Al Gore settles on carbon dioxide because that's something they can blame on you and guilt you out of your money. Now, after November, the latest word is that Obama is going to try and implement the carbon tax and impose a cap and credit system on us all by executive order or fiat or by using what is probably going to be a lame duck Congress in the last few months of their administration. The worst damage to our nation gets done always by the outgoing president and the outgoing Congresses. And so if there is a GOP route in November, and there probably will be, you can guarantee on some draconian policy agendas being pushed through the Congress, because they're not going to be afraid about losing their jobs anymore. They've already lost them. Yeah, let's give Obama whatever he wants. The actual science out there is a little bit telling. One of the big things that the warmistas, as I like to call them, are always screaming about, the poles will melt, the sea level will rise, all these islands are going to drown, they're going to die, blah, 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 blah. And actually, somebody went out and actually measured South Pacific island sea levels, and there's no rise. What they found is the claim that ocean levels are rising was based on cherry-picking a low point in ocean levels underneath cyclones or during exceptional low tides to use as the base and then say, oh, look, it's higher now. It's all a hoax. It's snake oil. Our nation is in the mindset of the traveling Wild West medicine show. Wonderful little Dustin Hoffman film, Little Big Man, has a whole segment about the traveling Wild West medicine salesman. Run into town with a beautiful little wagon, put down the back end, do a show, sell people all this medicine, and skedaddle out with the money before they realize all they've got is a bottle of water with some peppercorn in it. Or something else you found dead and rotting in the desert. We're in that mindset. Look at all these commercials for lawyers about, you know, have you taken this or that medication? You may be entitled to compensation. 80% of the medicines being sold to us don't actually do anything beneficial. Some are harmful. The lawsuits are flying. We're going to go to the phones. Matt in Minnesota. Aloha, Matt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Doing a great job. Thanks for giving me an alternative to Alex Jones. I'm really curious, as the clock ticks down towards the first of the year, there's just a truckload of snakes in the grass waiting to spring on us. First and foremost in my mind is, of course, Obamacare. And I was curious to know whether or not any headway is being made in the legal defense against this with the 32 or some odd states. I know I've spoken to our attorney general, and she won't even talk, because she's a Democrat, she won't even talk about opposing it. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Yeah, right now there are a lot of things coming in at the first of the year. They're going to be the biggest single tax increase in American history is going to hit you on January 1. Good reason to get really drunk on New Year's Eve. The bottom line is the government is stuck. They're desperate for your money, and they're just coming up with any reason they can come in and justify taking it from you. Obamacare, they're taxing you now for benefits you may or may not get 4 years from now. And the warning here is Social Security. They raised taxes on Social Security in the 1980s. Then the federal government dipped in and spent the money to balance their federal budget in the 1990s. Now we're up here, the baby boomers are retiring, and their only solution is, well, we're going to have to cut retirement benefits because we don't have the money anymore. Sorry about that, gee willikers. You know, we're going to raise the retirement age. The new policy is work them until they drop. And the lesson there is it doesn't matter what the government is taking money from you for now. There's no guarantee you will get it. And the government is broke, and they're in debt. Now they want to tax you for carbon dioxide. In some places, they're taxing you for rain that falls on your roof. I mean, it's really, look at some of the taxes that are out there. They're absurd. They're nonsense. They're trying to come up with little new ones so that you don't look at the total aggregate amount of taxation that you live under. And by the way, the taxes that you see listed on your little statement from your paycheck, from your employer, that's only part of the story, because your employer is paying another 22 to 27% over what he pays you in your salary for the privilege of employing you. Your boss has to pay a tax to the government for permission to hire you into your position. That's how absurd it's really getting. When you go to the store, the products that you buy are absolutely loaded down with taxes. Tires have taxes. Alcohol has taxes. Cigarette taxes. Gasoline taxes. And then you pay sales tax on top of that. As you know, it's estimated that probably one-third to one-half of the shelf price of everything you're buying in the store comes from taxes and tariffs and excises. The reality is that without that burden of taxation, we would all have an incredibly comfortable lifestyle on much less money, which means we could compete with other nations in the global marketplace. My wife, who does marketing, was telling me, she's talking to all these companies in California. They're moving to Utah. They're moving to Utah because California's raising of taxes is driving business away. The U.S. federal government's overtaxation of us is driving businesses away. That's why manufacturing is leaving this country. And the government helped them. They gave away the tax credits to companies. It just makes no sense at all. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about climate gate and corruption. And I have to tell you, I'm I'm having mixed feelings about James Cameron. I've actually met and talked to him twice. He seemed like a very nice guy. I got a little weirded out when he was hanging out with the naked archaeologist, because he got really into proselytizing there. That I thought I was very uncomfortable with that. And they got into a lot of basically trying to promote the Oded Golan forgeries, the Temple Pomegranate, the James Ossuary, and the Jehoash Tablet. James, we all get taken in by some people here. I admire what his wife is doing in education. And I certainly admire all the money that James has put into his brother's oceanographic research, which tied in very nicely with Titanic. And I love his movies. There's no two ways about it. And I loved Avatar. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to go see it again for the sake of 8 additional minutes of footage, especially since I have the Blu-ray downstairs. But his attitude about global warming is very alarming, because obviously he is a person of influence, and he's trying to use Avatar to build environmental awareness, and I have no problem with that per se. But James has signed on to the human cause, global warming, and we must have a carbon tax and all the rest of it, and he's getting very militant about it. He's called those of us who are skeptics of human cause global warming swine, which is a personal attack. And if we're talking about science and public policy, we shouldn't be getting personal. Well, it's getting a little interesting, because James Cameron publicly announced that he wanted to get into a debate with these deniers. And three of the climate change skeptics accepted. I tried to accept either. He ignored me. Okay. Well, all of a sudden, James and his people are pulling back. And they're saying, okay, well, all right, we'll have the debate, but, no cameras are allowed. Okay. And, well, it's not really a debate. It's more of a roundtable discussion. Well, okay. Then they say no audio recorders will be allowed, and no live feed. There'll be transcripts afterwards, maybe. And basically, for all intents and purposes, Cameron has basically backed away from his challenge. He doesn't want an open public debate on climate change. And the reason is, probably his handlers have told him, James, the science isn't there. We have videotapes of the head of Greenpeace admitting that all the scare talk about Greenland losing its ice cap was made up to scare people out of money in agreement. They probably realized that Dr. Phil Jones, the head of Hadley CRU, which was at the center of the climate gate email scandal, has come out and admitted, yeah, the Earth has actually been getting cooler for the last 8-9 years. The Arctic sea ice extents and Antarctic sea ice extents are growing again. Nobody's denying the climate changes. What we're denying is that humans are to be blamed and need to be taxed for it. That's what we're opposed to. And given the vehemence of his attacks on people who are challenging St. Al of the Gore, I'm wondering if maybe James has invested a lot of his Avatar money into the Chicago Climate Exchange, or Al Gore's company, whose name eludes me at the moment. But the bottom line is, you're either willing to look at the actual science, or you're just another propagandist. And I have to tell you that James Cameron's respectability, in my opinion, is very much in decline as long as he continues to behave this way. I still love his movies, but it's kind of hard to take him seriously. And on that, we're ending our show today. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I got to skedaddle out of here. So have a good evening. Stay angry. Stay skeptical. And until tomorrow, aloha, America.
With